Today is the feast day of the great Francis de Sales, a saint, a bishop of Geneva in 1602, and one of the most important challenges he faced in the diocese was the reform of the clergy at the time, which also my founder, St. Vincent de Paul, addressed. So Francis de Sales is also now the patron of writers and journalists, because of his work in converting Calvinists to the faith. He's also the patron saint of the deaf because he developed a sign language in order to teach a deaf man about the faith. What an incredible guy, huh? And we have him that we lift in prayer today in gratitude. Thank you for being with us. I'm Father Ron. This is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. The joy of being together in one heart, and for me that's just where it is. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. As we make our way through all the joys and pain, can we sense our younger, truer selves? All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Someone will be calling you to be there for a while. Can you hear their cry from deep within? All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you, forever as loving you.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. For this reason, when Jesus came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, 'Behold, I come to do your will, O God.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I come to do your will, O God, Jesus says in today's scripture. This too is what each of us is called to live. Just like Jesus, all of us have a body that was prepared for us. So it seems to me that in this body, which has abilities and talents, handicaps and weaknesses, gifts and capabilities, is where we're called to do God's will. God has created every person as a unique masterpiece. Hence, God's greatest desire and dream for us is that we become the person God ordained us to be, our best selves. As a result, Anything I'm asked to do, anything I choose to do, needs to be aimed at my becoming my best self. As for me, currently, my ministry is as the parenting specialist at Fathers and Families Support Center. My entire life has prepared me to do this work. I thoroughly enjoy accompanying adults as we become healthier for ourselves and for children. Walking with these men as we all grow blesses me and gives me joy. I'm convinced that doing this at this time in my life is God's will for me. St. Francis de Sales, whose feast we celebrate today, wrote, "Do everything calmly and peacefully. Do as much as you can, as well as you can. Strive to see God in all things and consent to His will joyously, and be at peace with yourself." That's the key for me. Does what I'm invited to do sit peacefully with me? So we ask ourselves, am I using, developing my unique God-given gifts and skills? Does this activity bring me gladness and serve the needs of others? If the answer is yes, even when there are difficulties and setbacks, it's probably God's will for me. If the answer is no, I best try something else. In this way, I too am saying with Jesus, "Behold, I come to do your will, O God."
And speaking of doing your will, O God, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord our God, we look to you in our many needs, in the distress of our hearts, in the anguish of the whole world. We beseech you, let light come to your people everywhere on earth to bring them your help and your victory. Guide our steps. We ask with faith through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our prayer and good wishes go to all Visitation sisters out in the world. The Order of the Visitation of Holy Mary, their official name, they were founded by Francis de Sales at the request of Jane Frances de Chantal, another saint, in 1610. They were good friends. So we remember all the Visitation Sisters. Happy feast day to you. And to everyone else joining us in prayer, go with God, friends, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks for praying with us today. Have a beautiful one, and we will see you tomorrow.